It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and tis the season for giving, and to celebrate the start of the most joyous time of the year, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players the opportunity to cash in on a no-brainer this Thanksgiving. DraftKings Sportsbook, giving you a chance to double your money if either Baltimore or Pittsburgh score a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes for you to double your money, one touchdown. You heard it right. All you got to do is opt into the promotion, place your bet, sit back, and wait for that first touchdown. Easy as pie. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. DraftKings Sportsbook, giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. That's right. All it takes is one touchdown, and you double your money when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, this segment, I want to take a look at the coordinators. A lot of conversations about James Franklin, the head coach, and his responsibility and what's going on with this 0-5 start. I want to take a look at the coordinators who are also taking quite a bit of heat. Brent Pry on defense, he's been around for a while. Kirk Shiraka, he's the new guy on offense. Let's start with Brent Pry. Been around for a while. Some of these issues on defense are things that we've been seeing for years now. Let's start with the tackling issue, something that James Franklin has talked about, that it has been an issue and it continues to be an issue. How much of that do you lay on the feet of the coordinator and the other defensive coaches?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Jim. If we had not been talking about that issue for a couple years now, I would say that you could blame it a lot on the pandemic and obviously not having contact and guys not being able to practice tackling for a while. Like, you could, and again, other teams are not having the same issues Penn State are with the same protocol. So, I mean, that's part of the conversation too. But, you know, if that was an issue for a couple of years, that was not an issue, rather, for a couple of years. And I think you could, again, probably say most of it is, tied to the pandemic and the weirdness of the offseason and the way you were supposed to practice and everything like that. But this has been a problem for too long now. I don't know. Tim Banks, Terry Smith, and Brent Pry, the three longest tenured members of James Franklin's staff at this point, and three guys who obviously have a ton of respect in the coaching industry and everything else. I mean, they are, overseeing a unit right now that's just not performing well in a lot of different ways. And again, I understand that the offense tends to put them in some pretty bad situations. And I also understand that, there's some times where they probably play better than what they get credit for. But I mean, ultimately, when you're giving up points the way they do, and when you're not getting key stops, and when tackling is an issue, it's going to be reflective on not just the players, but the coaches. And for whatever reason, whatever they're teaching those guys right now, they are not really executing whatsoever. And tackling, again, for a couple of years now, we've seen guys bouncing off of offensive players with shoulder tackles or trying to wrap up and falling. I mean, it's been a problem for a while now. It kind of traces back to, what was it, thud tackling, Jim, I believe, that James Franklin first used that term a couple of years back when he was talking about how they tackle in practice. And, you know, ever since then, that's really seemed to be what the issues trace back to. So, yeah, there's a lot of people just confused, I think, by the way this defense is performed. Obviously, you know, you lose Micah Parsons, and that's a pretty big blow. But they have some other talented guys on this unit, both as starters and in two deep, that are just not performing up to standard right now.
There's a common saying in football that games are often decided by a handful of plays. And when you lose, you could always go back and pick out 3, 4, 5 plays and say, there's the difference. That's what cost us points. Turnovers on offense is the obvious one. But let's look at the defense. We talked about the tackling issue. Everyone's going to point at Jesse Luceda, one-on-one with the running back, didn't make the play. As far as forcing turnovers, you have a ball that's right in Jaquan Brisker's hands, and it's dropped. How, you know, there's those kind of plays that this team, it's every game. If it happens one game, you say, well, you know, that happens. A pass or an interception will get dropped. But this kind of thing seems to happen every game to this team.
Isn't that the biggest frustration, Jim, I think, for a lot of people who follow this team, is that it is the same thing over and over and over again, which is why I think at times our episodes sound like the same thing over and over and over again, because, you know, the names might change about the mistakes and everything like that, Jim, but it's still the same stuff every single week, it feels like. And whether it's guys in an opportunity to make, you know, in position to make a big tackle or force a big turnover and don't, guys have turnovers in their hands and drop them, you know, penalties wipe away big plays. I mean, it's kind of this consistent theme. And, you know, I'm just reading back through James Franklin's post-game transcript, Jim. And, you know, this is the quote. You can't turn the ball over when you have opportunities to get turnovers. You got to get them. That is the story of the game. That is the story of the season. We got in this situation together. We're going to get out of this situation together. Give Iowa credit. We've got to get these things corrected. We've got to get these things fixed. But the story of the game and the story of the season is turnovers. Jim, that was his opening statement after Iowa. Doesn't it sure sound like the opening statements we've heard the 3 weeks prior to Iowa?
Oh, that's exactly it, Greg.
I mean, at some point, what has to change for these things to get fixed, I guess, is the question that no one can put their finger on. The problem is these Penn State coaching staff, the members of this Penn State coaching staff are being well compensated to figure it out. And it's not like they've recruited slouches. They recruited very good, talented players who should be able to help overcome some of these obstacles.
I want to get to the other side of the ball, the offense. But one last thing on the defense, and it's something that, you know, we picked out with the dropped interception, the one missed tackle by Luceda. But what you have is you're losing at the line of scrimmage, though, every play. We talked about Penn State unable to convert in a short yardage situation. When Iowa had a third and one, they just blew Penn State's defense off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and I mean, again, Penn State is getting beat up at both line of scrimmage. I mean, that's, you know, as much as you can say turnovers are the story of the season, Jim, I don't think you can also not include play along the offensive and defensive lines. I mean, I think I was pretty clear last week that I felt like there were definitely times where the defensive line, especially Jason Alway, were playing better than what the stat sheet indicated and what they were getting credit for. But I mean, it just is. It has not been good enough all year. At some point, those plays that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet but create problems for the opponent, they have to start being impact plays that do show up on the stat sheet. That has not happened. And then beyond that, they're getting too much inconsistent play at along the offensive line. Even now, when they moved Will Fries inside and brought Caden Wallace into the mix, so you know, again, if you say turnovers are the story of the season, that's true, but not below or at best average play along both lines of scrimmage is causing this program a big headache right now, too.
All right, let's go to the other side of the ball. Let's go to Kirk Ciarrocca. He was supposed to come in and improve this offense, cure all the ills. Especially, he was going to be the quarterback whisperer. Boy, we haven't seen it, have we?
No, Jim, we haven't. And again, I mean, I know it's tough when you're a new coordinator and you inherit somebody else's quarterback, somebody else's players, you know, whatever. I just think that that makes it tough, but that's not an excuse for being unable to get one of these guys to the point where you can, get them in game action, not making mistakes and actually making plays that are considered winning plays. So, you know, I know this is a coordinator conversation, Jim, but, you know, a couple of things are jogging my memory as we continue to discuss where this program goes from here. And one of that comes from this transcript again, where did you get a chance to watch him after the game, Jim?
I read the transcript, but I didn't. I watched just a little bit of the press conference.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was one point here where he's asked about being concerned about the quarterbacks continuously turning the ball over, and will Taquan Roberson get a shot, if I can talk. And, you know, he said Roberson wasn't available and then listed off all these other guys that weren't available. And, again, James Franklin has been spending, because keep in mind, we haven't heard from either coordinator since the season started, and Let me kind of explain that backstory a little bit. So one assistant coach is made available each week. This is actually the week where one of those two guys should be up. However, because of Thanksgiving, they aren't doing the typical Thanksgiving, Thursday morning call with one assistant coach. So we yet again missed out on a chance to hear from Brent Pry and Kirk Sciarca. But, I mean, you know, listing off all these guys who aren't available, that's fine. I think we all can understand that Kirk Sciarca and Brent Pry do not have all of the tools they expected to have in their toolbox available to them. And that is a part of the equation, no question. But Jim, you know, again, even when those guys are out there, they have not necessarily been performing as the lights out performers that we thought they were at the start of the season. And that falls back on the coaches as much as the players do. So I don't know. I mean, you know, we're going to obviously finish recording this before James Franklin talks for the first time this week. But what talk about DraftKings promotions, Jim, and no-brainers. What do you want to set the over-under at on number of times James Franklin says, this is not an excuse, so I don't want to be misinterpreted. 2.5, 3.5? I mean, he's been going down that road a lot lately, and I get it. I think he feels like we do, which is that there isn't really an obvious or easy or simple explanation for why things are the way they are, other than it's not a very good football team. And, you know, we can sit here and try and diagnose this, that, and the other thing until we're blue in the face, and we can make note of which guys are out and unavailable. But, I mean, when you're not – when you struggle this much at so many different positions, you know, there's not really much you can do to fix it in season, and we're seeing that almost each and every Sunday – or Saturday now, rather.
Well, it's interesting the way you put it as the over-under on how often James Franklin would make an excuse and then say it's no excuse. I have the written transcript of his press conference after the game, and I actually highlighted those moments. And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times where he did that. And the example where you gave, he was asked about the quarterback situation and Taquan Roberson playing. And he somehow morphed that into a conversation of a listing of how many other players are missing. It's not a good sign when the coach is making excuses like that.
Yeah, and I mean, again, I think it's understandable for anyone to want to put out there kind of the facts of the situation, Jim. But let's keep in mind that we don't hear too much about guys being unavailable previously when Penn State was winning. Now we're hearing about it a lot when they aren't.
That's exactly it. It's not a good look. There's still enough talent on this team, I believe, to win. There's more talent. Penn State has had more talent in 4 out of the 5 games that they've played this year. I truly believe that. All right, that is it for quarter number 2. Quarter number 3, you get your chance to ask Greg.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you the chance to double your money if either Pittsburgh or Baltimore scores a touchdown in Thursday night's game. All it takes is one touchdown. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN during sign-up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.